The rate road.
And what were you all growing in that?
Cotton. We were growing cotton in it. Every year. Had cotton, corn. And at home we had a big garden. And in the garden, we had most of everything we wanted to eat in the garden. We had everything in the garden.
But did you all... the food that you, you all was growing that, y'all was farming for these other people, but did you all get anything you wanted to get from it?
Well, not everything we really wanted, but we lived, you know. Mm. And then, but most of the time we couldn't get no clothes or nothing like that. Because I know the dress I used to wear through the week of time, my mama made me pull off on Saturday evening. And then when Saturday night comes, she make us pull off our clothes and go to bed with our pants on in a little old people's shirt. And then she washed our dresses out and our underwear out. And socks that we wore all the week, and then we had to wear them on Sunday morning. I know that.
Okay.
She washed.
What about, how did y'all keep the cows in from just walking? Because look like when we were coming out here, I didn't see anything. I was just wondering how the cows was just sitting there.
The cow being the pasture.
I mean, you didn't have nothing around the pasture?
They had a wire around the pasture. A cross over in front of Miss Price. See that store there? Well, they kept the back of that store in the pasture where they kept the cow there.
And they just stayed over there with that? They never did go out?
When they see when they get rid of the milk and they burn with the lane. Cross from the store over, to on the other side of the road. On this side of the back of the lady, and then when Dad don't get too good, they drive them back across and put them back in the pasture.
Oh, they would drive them back
across the road and put them back in the pasture for the next morning.
Was there a lot of white people living
down
here back then?
Yeah, there was a lot of them living down here. And I remember when the summer came here, they stole the bus stop there. And then I remember when Miss Tomo had that big store there. When the bus was running to him.
And the Greyhound?
Mm-hmm. Greyhound bus running to him. Now no bus don't run no more.
Oh.
The Greyhound bus runs to him. It goes from Atlanta to San Diego. But now it don't run no way.
What about the train? Because I rode the train out to Augusta one time. I know we stopped in Greensboro. But look like we stopped. You know, we would stop and pick up people along the way. Did the train come down the
train? The train, you stop at the store. That way you stop at the store. From there, back to Atlanta. It goes to Augusta and come back up and goes to Atlanta. But after so many years, it stopped coming in here. And then it started going through Union Point. That's where it goes down now. It don't come this way now. That's where it goes now, down to Union Point, to Augusta.
Did y'all have hens and stuff too?
Chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a pen of chickens. That's the only thing I ever know about eating a lot of chickens out the yard.
Yeah.
We never bought them at the store till I got older, and when we moved, then we got shattered with chickens. That's the only way. That's the only way I know of chicken out the store.
Did y'all ever have the hens that was laying eggs and stuff? How you make them? Did you ever have to make them lay eggs? Can you make a hen lay eggs?
You put the rooster with them and they mate. That way they do them and they mate for so long and get some of the eggs.
Have you ever seen a hen lay eggs?
Mm-mm. I never seen it. But a rooster mate with a hen about a year or more, and then she set up and won't go to hatching then. That happened for more with chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I never can stand another little bit because when we first moved down there where we moved to, and then we were playing in the house one day, me and Betty Jane were playing. And so Betty Jane got something in mind, and then she run out the back door, step down at the other house.